It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest.
And I can say our guest instead of my guest, because there are two of us in the kitchen today. Beside me is my one and only, the apple of my eye, my beloved 15-year-old daughter, Mathilde. So be our guest for today's special program featuring your New Year resolutions.
We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
Put it all in perfect taste that you can bear.
Come on and lift your glass. You've won your own free pass to be our guest.
I just love that piece of music. It's from the Walt Disney movie Beauty and the Beast. So pull up a chair, my friends, and join Mathilde and me for this special New Year's feast. Say hello to everyone, Mathilde.
Hello, Mom and I have put all your New Year's resolutions in a box. Hear that?
And we'll draw out the lucky five. Ready?
Ready. One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, you want to start, Mathilde?
Sure. This first one was sent into the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. It's from Alpha Can from Monsacramco, the Gambia. Mr. Can's 2018 resolution is to mobilize resources to implement a water purification project for a small village called Wali Kunda in his country. That's cool, Mr. Can.
It is, very. More grease to your elbow. Number two, Mathilde.
This one is from Arna Tim from Harjuma, Estonia. He says he wants to learn French, and he is planning a trip to our lovely country this coming summer.
Arna Tim is an RFI Listeners Club member. Arna, I can send you some materials, and any of you out there, by the way, to help you learn French. We have lots of tools for doing that. Just write me and tell me you're interested, and I'll send you all the information you need. Okay, Mathilde, number three.
This one is from Riaz Ahmad Khan from District Sheikhupura in Pakistan. Here's what he wrote. I'm a school teacher. My school is in a poor and remote area. The people here do not earn much money. I'm working to provide free and quality education to their children. Last year, the number of students in our school was 80, but now it's 120. And inshallah, in 2018, we'll be over 150. Also, in 2018, we will try to provide lunch to our students. Already, we can provide free books, and we have a medical facility. Oh, that is so good of you, Headmaster Khan.
It is indeed. Be sure and keep us up to date on how you're getting along, will you? On to number four.
This one is from Abu Saleh from Rangpur, Bangladesh. He wrote, I have been thinking about astronomy for a long time, but I haven't been able to do anything about it. My New Year resolution is to buy a telescope, gather information, and read books about astronomy. I like stars too, Mr. Saleh.
And so do I. Share some of your newfound knowledge with us, Abu. Okay, Mathilde, number five.
This last one is from Mr. Ghulam Hussein, the president of the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Rashidabad, India. He says he wants to read more books. Mr. Hussein wrote, books are an excellent way to gain a lot of knowledge on a huge variety of topics and are also a great exercise for my brain. It's not that difficult to go through 15 or more books in a year. I only need to make it a habit, discover my type of books, and make the time for reading here and there.
Excellent. I'm a big reader. There's not much better than a good book. It's one of my few rules in life. Never go anywhere without a book. Thanks, everyone, for sending in your resolutions. There's an RFI USB memory stick in the mail for each and every one of you.
Mmm, yummy.
And that's what Mathilde used to sound like. There's just a quiz question today, and I bet we'll have time to read more resolutions at the end of the show, so don't touch that dial. The people people of Liberia got a fine Christmas and New Year gift. They'll have a peaceful and democratic transfer of executive power on January 22nd when their new president takes office. Liberia's National Elections Commission announced the winner of the presidential poll on the 29th of December. And that's your question. What is the name of the president-elect of Liberia, and with what percentage of the votes did he win? Again, send in the name of Liberia's next president and the percentage of votes he won. Send in the name of his running mate, too. So, three things: the name of Liberia's next president, the name of his running mate, and the percentage of votes won. You have until the 5th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 10th of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
There's a little bit of time left, so let's keep reading the resolutions. Matilda.
Okay, from Dr. D.W. Nabi in Middlesex, the UK, is to send money every month to the orphans. Mahesh Jain in Delhi, India, wants to develop tolerance among his students. Raja Khatun from Joypurhat, Bangladesh, vows to pray more, be closer to God, be more spiritual. Rachel Imarong Ongole from Kampala, Uganda, wants to overcome my fear of and better my performance in mathematics and to be a stellar pupil throughout 2018. Shahanaj Parvin from Rangpur, Bangladesh, wants to reconnect with old friends. He is going to try to see at least one old friend every month. Look, Mom, there's a bunch here from the same town.
And from the same radio club, the Nilshagor RFI fan club in Nilphamari, Bangladesh. For Rahin Ali, it's to read the newspaper regularly. And Mohammed Lee Khan wrote that he wants to wake up early in the morning. He wrote, "It will be very hard for me, but I would like to enjoy the beauty of sunshine, breathe fresh air, see the green nature, as well as take some exercise." Jobayara Akhtar Jai says she's going to learn either Italian or French cooking. And Rabaya Begum, who loves to garden, is going to find time for it in 2018. Here, Mathilde, why don't you read this last one?
Gee, I wonder why. It's from Mitul Kansal, who lives in Haryana, India. He says he is going to spend less time surfing the web and on his mobile phone and use that time for productive work and for quality time with his family. He finishes the letter with this wish for everyone in 2018. 12 months of happiness, 52 weeks of fun, 365 days of laughter, 8,760 hours of good luck, 525,600 minutes of joy, and 31,536,000 seconds of success.
From us, too. Time's up, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby.
And I'm Matilda Owensby.
Be well, do good work, stay in touch, and
Happy New Year! Thank you.
Thank you.